From Washington, this is VOA News. At the United Nations on Monday, President Trump said the way the agency is managed must be changed. He made his UN debut at a U.S.-hosted meeting to talk about reforming how the world body is managed.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement, while the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
The United Nations has a multi-billion-dollar annual budget, numerous peacekeeping missions, and a large staff. It's been a target of Trump's criticism for years. He said, "We encourage the Secretary General to fully use his authority to cut through bureaucracy, reform outdated systems, and make firm decisions to advance the UN's core mission." Trump said the focus should be more on results than process. President Trump also said Monday he's confident, quote, "we have a chance to forge a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians." Shortly before he was to speak with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he said most people would say there's no chance whatsoever of an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. But he promised to give peace efforts, quote, "an absolute go." He said, "I really think we have a chance. I think Israel would like to see it, and I think the Palestinians would like to see it. And I can tell you that the Trump administration would like to see it." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. An emergency vaccination campaign is getting underway in northeastern Nigeria to prevent a deadly cholera outbreak from spreading to other countries. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the campaign from Geneva.
The World Health Organization reports the potentially devastating cholera situation is emerging in Borno State in northeastern Nigeria. During the past few months, it says 2,600 suspected cases of this fatal disease, including 48 deaths, have occurred in this former stronghold of Boko Haram. The militant group has been waging war to establish an Islamic State in northeastern Nigeria since 2009. Dominique Legros is cholera coordinator for WHO's Department for Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases. He says the outbreak, which is centered in camps for internally displaced people, is spreading to other areas of northeastern Nigeria, toward Chad and northern Cameroon. He says 900,000 people in the state will receive the oral cholera vaccine to quickly contain the spread of the disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, is scheduled to give a highly anticipated national speech shortly addressing her country's crisis in Rakhine State, where ongoing violence has led about 400,000 ethnic Rohingya to flee to neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks. Aung San Suu Kyi has come under strong international criticism for not speaking out more forcefully on the situation. Her speech was scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. Tuesday local time in Myanmar and was being broadcast live by state-controlled media there. Her remarks will be streamed live on voanews.com beginning shortly after 0300 Universal Time Tuesday. That's after 11 p.m. Monday Eastern Time in New York and at the United Nations. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S. has not yet shot down any North Korean missiles because they haven't posed a threat to the U.S. or its allies. He told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that if the missiles were perceived as a threat, that would elicit a different response from us, but he wouldn't say what that response was. He also said the U.S. is sending another 3,000 troops to Afghanistan. That's an increase of over 25% in the number of American forces there. Top military leaders at the Pentagon have been calling the current situation in Afghanistan a stalemate. They've been asking for more troops. The new deployment will raise the number of American forces in Afghanistan to over 14,000. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world and around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.